Check, check, check. Woohoo! Yeah, okay. All good, Io?
Yeah.
And Io, can you just make sure this is like whoever's talking?
Hello everyone. Hi. Don't worry about this kid as mine. He's leaning, he's probably gonna interrupt, but he's sweet, so it's all good. Welcome. Thanks for coming to the info session. First, I'd like to start off by just acknowledging that, as always, we work and live and make on unceded Noongarrabutja, and I'd like to pay my respects to elders past, present, and future, and just acknowledge that it is always a privilege to be continuing stories of, well, our stories, everyone's stories, to be in a position like this and to help all you tell your stories. So it's like lovely to be here. I'm Joel. I'm the program and engagement manager at the Blue Room. This is Bree, producer. If you are applying, you'll probably talk to her the most. Io Comms, who's going to help you with all your marketing, selling ticket dreams. And Sim is our tech wizard, tech coordinator, who will help you with all your tech requirements when you put on a show. So I'm going to do a, what am I supposed to do? There'll be people zooming in. So hello everyone who's on Zoom, g'day. Feel free to, we're monitoring the chat, so type in whatever you need. What's next? And we're going to record the session. So if you know anyone who isn't here or not online and wants to learn what we're going to talk about, then it's going to be up online to listen to whenever you like. Or if I talk so fast, okay, we can. Or if I talk so fast, you just have to slow it down. That might also be a thing. Intro to the team. We did that. Tick. Well done for rocking up. It's the first step to being in the Blue Room show. Showing us your commitment. Roles, done that. Cool. All right, tonight's session, we'll do an overview of the program, of how the Blue Room runs, how some advice on how best to submit a successful application. The streams, it's a little bit different, so there's different ways to present a show here, and we'll talk about that. Brianna's gonna go through the information pack, I'll do the overview. Then talk about tech things. And then at the end, we'll finish at like 6 and we'll hang around for just like one-on-one chats, but we've got to go at 6:30 because there's a show on. So if anyone wants to see a show tonight, the steak is on, tickets are still on sale upstairs in the theatre. And if you get a show in the season, we'll do those sorts of plugs for you at all of our events, which will be fun. And so, all right, so icebreaker. If anyone's up for it, we have a little tiny mini icebreaker. Just turn to the person next to you and say your name, your pronoun, and like your favourite role. You might have lots of hats. You might wear, so it could be actor, could be writer. So let's model how big it can. I'm Joel, he, they, creative producer would be my favourite role.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm Sim, she, they, and production manager.
Yes, awesome. That's how we do it. Shall we? Yeah.
Make it less awkward.
There. Sorry to wrap it up quickly. We've got so much to get through. Okay, cool. A quick overview of the Blue Room. So the Blue Room Theatre is our 35-year birthday this year. So I don't know what milestone that is, but maybe there's a jewel or a rock that symbolises it. And so for that entire time, we've been a few different things. I'm doing research about it right now. We were the Performing Arts Society and then like the WA Actors Studio, and now we're the Blue Room Theatre. And so the Blue Room Theatre functions entirely to support the development of WA artists. That is our purpose, that is our goal. And we do that through basically traditionally two main seasons, which a few other things tacked on, which we're slowly adding to. Annual season. I'm gonna start at the top. That's the best thing you want to get into. That is like the cream of the crop, that's the peak of the mountain. Annual season is happening right now. You get ideally, you can have less, but you get a 3-week slot, you get the theatre all to yourself, and you get to do like the best version of a production you can possibly do. You can come back, so that's not gonna, this would be like, if you want to make a show and then get it on tour, that's the last step. That would be like, you're gonna do a really polished 3-week season, ready to jump on a WA tour or whatever it is, wherever you want to take it. Edinburgh, whatever. Step back from that would be a summer nights. Summer nights is a development season. So even though we're a development company, annual season has like a polished element to it. Summer nights is like a fringe. So if you go to a fringe venue, you get booked in a fringe venue in the Pleasure Garden, what will happen is you've got an hour slot, 15 minutes either side, in a venue that has 7 shows a night. And so you can't really do a big lighting rig, you can't really have a big set, you can't really have a show that has lots of like theatre elements to it. You basically have an empty stage with a little bit of tech and a little bit of prop and set, and you've got to get in there, do your show, get out, another show's going to be on in an hour. That's summer nights, fringe vibe. A really good way to like to get a show up before fringe, because we'll support you. The way that we work is more supportive than a fringe environment, and it's less competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to get into fringe, that's your goal, do a summer nights with us first and then test the show. Before that would be, which will be happening next year, our residencies. So essentially you get some in-kind theatre space, time in the year, and you get to work on your show. And you get to do that how you wish. There's some seed funding, you can bring in actors, you can play with the space, like whatever you kind of need. It's really, at the moment, it's really responsive. So whoever has a residency, we just talk. We go, how do you want to be supported? So that's a new element. That's a great way to get your show for summer nights ready. You can actually be in the space. And then before that, which is not, it's not open yet, so we won't really talk about it tonight, but it's 600 seconds. And that's like the first, that's like the seed. 600 seconds is a development program where you'll get a mentor and have a 10-minute slot in summer nights on like a showcase evening to test an idea. So maybe you've got one scene and you want to flesh it out. And then you say, hey, is there an hour show in this? 600 seconds is like the first entry point into the Blue Room. But that's not open yet. But all the other three are residencies that are open, summer nights, and annual season. And we've reduced all the application forms to just one. And so within the application form...
I'll chat about that.
Are you
just after
sweet.
This, Joel.
Awesome, done. I've got to stick to the script. To the script. Okay. What about spaces? We've got two main performance spaces upstairs. The theatre, the studio, traditional theatre spaces, quite small compared to our neighbours, but nice and intimate. I think it's great to watch shows in small rooms. 60, 70, 50 seats.
You talked to tech requirements and that stuff?
Yeah, sweet. They're the main theatre spaces, but this is another one. So in summer nights, we activate the Chaos Room to be a theatre space.
Okay.
It has less tech though, as you could kind of, as you can imagine, without any rigging or anything in the ceiling. But it still is a performance space. Usually this is a rehearsal space. So you get to, when you have a show in the Blue Room, you get free in-kind rehearsal space. This is one of those spaces. And then the old office just around the corner is also a rehearsal space, which is also a storage room. But you can just pull the curtains back. It's an empty black box. So that's great. Short works, covered that. What next? This is my first info night, everyone. So we're all learning. We're all learning. Okay. We also do professional development. He wants to YouTube, he's not having it. We also do professional development. In the past, we've had more funding to do like more structured planned professional development. This year, it's a bit more ad hoc, but in the future, we want to be more responsive. So the skills that you think you need that will help you develop your career and develop a great show, let us know and we can be responsive to our PD. But that is something that'll happen throughout the year. We've got is Molly happened or is it about?
Yeah, so we've got a PD coming up with Molly Tipping.
Yeah.
It's introducing consent into making theatre. There are two places left. If you wanna snatch them up, you've got a RSVP. You can find everything through our socials and our website.
And hopefully more of this stuff. Podcasting. I don't know, there's lots of ideas. There's lots of ideas. Maybe. I'm
just
like,
we're actually starting a podcast.
Are we? Yes, no, okay. We might. Who knows? Okay, cool. Yeah, so I'm just gonna repeat and reinforce. Summer nights, three and a half weeks during fringe time, which is like January, Feb. Intense, like it's super fun, but like a smaller show, less bells and whistles. Annual season, you get the theatre space. So you can paint it, you can bring your set in and leave it there the whole 3 weeks. That's like that show, when you're finished, could be ready to go on a tour. And residency, very much responsive. Just having chats and being like, what is it that you need? Like, we've got a residency right now and they're not actually using the space. I'm just giving them lots of advice on how to like take their shows on the road and how to book a tour, essentially. So it's more mentoring, but it's kind of a residency. And so when you'll do the application. What's up? No, you can't reach it.
Yeah, please.
I'm doing something. Okay. All right. So the key differences. Summer nights, it's perfect to test out a new idea. Selling the 3 week season is hard. Like, you've got to know that you've got an audience and that you've got a really good idea. And so summer nights is a great place to test that idea and develop that 1 hour so you can do an unique season the next year and have a more refined piece of theatre or whatever performance style you like. And so there's less risk because your season is smaller. Our model is you get a lot of your income is most of the ticket income. So we have a ticket split, that's how we work. And so you want to make sure that when you do an annual season, if that's what you're aiming for, is you got to sell out 3 weeks. So that's like, it's good to be aspirational, but summer nights, there's no like shame in starting in summer nights and just to test your audience and your idea. A good piece of theatre might take like 3 or 5 years to develop. Like, I've seen some beautiful pieces of theatre that take years to make perfect.
The state at the moment is like third or fourth
year. Yeah, annual season, 3 weeks. Tonight is week one. Tomorrow night, opening night. Show length 45 to 60 in summer nights, can't be any longer than that because you've got to bump out and get the next person in. But for annual season, could be more like 50 to 90. You can go longer, you can add an interval. And so if you've got a show in mind, you do a little version of 600 seconds, a bigger version summer nights, and then annual season is when you get to really showcase. Income rehearsal for summer nights is just 50 hours, for annual season is 180. So if you need more than that, you do have to like pay for it, but you can do that here, or which is pretty cheap, or kind of anywhere. There's rehearsal spaces in libraries and lots of different community halls and things like that. In terms of money, summer nights is just a box office split. But the good thing about that is it's a smaller season, and there's also an energy about Northbridge, because people are here for Fringe, is you're likely to get a lot of people that don't know your show, like, because people are just here to see stuff. And it's a smaller run, so higher chance of selling out. Annual season, you get a $2,500 seed fund. That's before you even start production. So that's to help you build a set, hire a drama show, whatever you want. We don't ask you how you spend it, you just get it, and it's your discretion. And if you like, $300 to pay a mentor to mentor you. So if you have someone in the sector that you admire, and we can always introduce you if you don't know them, we know lots of people. So that's also, I would recommend everybody does that. Why not connect with someone that you admire? And residency, there is no seed fund at this time, but we'll figure out how to, like, we'll figure out our end budget in and see what we can do, because it would be nice to have one, but at the moment there is none. But there is advice and space. What am I? And that's me. That's me.
Cool. Thanks so much, John.
Yeah,
okay.
Do that.
So chatting tech for summer night to essentially get a festival rig that's like pre-set up in space. What that means is like a warm and cold front wash, front light, some standard high sides, some side light, and then your coloured LEDs that sit behind you. No like specials or spotlights or any like really particular lights, not any of that. And there's not really much time for you to be pulling it up and taking it down in between shows, so you're just sort of working off a festival rig. That's in the studio and in the theatre space. In the chaos room, it's a lot more lo-fi, a lot more minimal. Again, as you can see, there is not really any rigging points in this room, the safe ones at least. So it's just like a very, very basic front wash and like one or two backlit LEDs, just to give you the ability to bring like blackout or little bits of face light, and so your performance can be seen. You get a 4-hour bump in, which is an industry standard for like a festival season bump in. In that time, you're expected to obviously do your lighting and sound tech. You're also expected to provide your own stage manager / lighting technician to do all of that for you. That doesn't come with the venue, so you plot your show in that time.
Just a side note on that, but we are able to connect you with people that opt in to do those sorts of roles.
Yeah, so if you don't have a lighting designer, we have lots of names for you. Capacities during summer nights for like storage is super, super low. It mostly you need to work around things that you're able to bring in and out of the venue for each show. They don't stay in the space. Obviously we can have conversations around stuff for crazy storage, but just mostly work off the idea that there isn't really any storage space for set, props, etc. Everything comes with you and goes. You get standard front of house speakers upstairs. You also get a subwoofer underneath the seats. Downstairs it's just front of house speakers. If you have any other sound stuff that you want to bring in, that's fine, but you need to bring it in and out with you each show. There is a projector that's available in each space. That's just like center open projection. If you want more projection in the space, that's something that would need to fit within your 4-hour bump in. And if it doesn't obstruct any lights in the rig, it can stay up, but just be aware that it's super limited time to really refine your projection and your keystoning and all the stuff. Yeah, that's pretty much for summer nights. Annual season, you have a lot more flexibility around the space. You can paint it within reason pretty much however you like, as long as it goes back to black at the end of the season. That comes at like your cost as well, paying for paint and such. Seating banks are super, super flexible. Pretty much if you can dream a place to put them, you can put them there. If you have any other like whimsical ways that you want to put your seats, we can have a big conversation about it. We don't provide other seating other than the seating banks, but you can definitely bring your own stuff in. In terms of the lighting rig, you and your team put the rig up into whatever configuration you like to suit your show and take it down at the end of the season. We provide a like set of pretty basic but like a good set of lights to do most things in the space. There is a list of those lights that are available on the pack, the information pack. Anything else, you are welcome to bring it into the space. You just need to make sure it's tested and tagged and all of that sort of stuff. There is an AV, same thing. There is a projector available for hire in each space to be used throughout your season. They operate on a first come, first serve basis. So if one room has requested all three projectors, then the other room less chance of getting them, but you can also bring them into the space, same thing, just as long as they're tested and tagged. In terms of storage, the theatre space has a lot more storage option, with the mural room often getting used as like a props table space or space for set to come in and out of. The studio, not so much. You sort of just have to work within the performance space and the dressing room space. But anything that you have in the space can be left there throughout your entire season. You do not need to be like packing it down each night or each week. Yeah, that's pretty much all the things that I had to say. Does anyone have any questions about any of that? That was so much information.
All for me as well. I've left it that bit.
Do you offer testing and tagging?
Presently, no, but like in the works, and we'll definitely update if that changes, but at this absolute moment, no.
I forgot to say one thing, which is summer nights is assessed by staff at the Blue Room, and annual season is assessed by an external panel of like people from the sector. So there's different levels of like, I was going to say this whole bit actually. Can I have a whole little bit?
I'm gonna talk on that in a moment anyway, but if you would like to, please.
I was just gonna say, and so in terms of us thinking about curating the program and how we brief the people who decide both seasons, staff or external artists, it's really just all about balance. And so for us, it's like, how do we have to make sure that Bloom is healthy. So we have enough resources and followers and subscribers and members and audience to like make sure we continue to exist so we can keep supporting you and make shows. And so part of that is, applications. External panel.
Yep.
Thank you. And so
tell people.
We are trying to balance it out, because if we have the most balanced program we can, we get the biggest reach for different types of audiences. So this could be like the stage of your career. This is what we're thinking about when we get all the applications in front of us. Let's make sure we have a program that has emerging mid-career established artists. Let's make sure we have shows that are a little bit traditional, like a Shakespeare redone. Let's have some risk and some experimental. Let's have a bit of diversity around of that. Let's make sure we have different voices. Let's make sure we have different multitasking. I'm stopping now though. Let's make sure we have different art forms, dance, theatre, spoken word, music. Like, when we're curating, we're trying to balance the program. One thing that isn't going to hinder you is just where you're at in your career. Our goal is to support artists. So we want to have people who are just, it's their first ever show or their 70th show. Like, we're here for everyone. But our decision making is a balanced program. Voices, art forms, styles. And so whatever you're into, whatever you're, it's not, like, it's not not, it belongs here. We should figure out where it fits and how we balance all the shows throughout the year.
To wrap up the little tech thing, if you do have any questions about whether like your dreams are appropriate for summer nights or if they make more sense in end of season or whatever, feel free to flip me a message. I'm pretty sure my email's on in the pack somewhere. And on that note, I'm going to run away.
Yeah, awesome.
Feel
and same
thank
email.
You. Thanks.
Call me and email me about any questions.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks,
thanks guys. Great. Okay.
Yep.
We're going to jump into some things that are... Now my computer doesn't want to respond. Awesome. A bit more specific about the actual application and the key changes for this year. So it is looking a little bit different. If you have seen our applications before, this year is definitely a little bit different. As Joel mentioned, just make sure everyone can see me. Hello. As Joel mentioned, there's one application form that will be for summer nights, annual season, and residencies. So what you'll do in the application form, which I'll go through in a bit more detail in a moment, is that you'll tick which programs you're interested in. You can tick multiple boxes that you're interested in, but we really encourage you to actually consider what resonates most with the work. If it's something that is the seed of an idea, you know, and you're like, I need space to like make this what it is, like I don't really know what it is, that's totally fine. Residency, great. What we want to like try and avoid is like just applying for everything just so you think you've got like the best chance. We really encourage you to really sit with your idea, think about it, and really consider what you have capacity for, what you are ready for, and where you like want to see this work. So another thing is there's less questions and they've got shorter word limits. That's one of our changes. I'll talk more about that in a moment when we go through the form. Handling multiple applications. Some of you, obviously now that we've got all of these in one, you might have multiple ideas, you might have different teams, you might be putting in multiple applications. Just something that we really want you to consider within that is consider, you know, how you'll be kind of sharing on our end of things. Like, you'll only be getting like one opportunity kind of thing per team. So really like put your best idea forward, you know, don't just think like okay, I've got like five different things, I'm gonna like chuck them all in. As Joel was saying, like, it can take a really long time to really develop work, and you want to make, like, you want to be able to put your best foot forward. Yeah, so just really think about and put the effort into, like, you know, we're not discouraging multiple applications. You absolutely can do that. But just, yeah, I think just really, we really want you to be, like, considerate about what you're putting forwards. And, like, if that means putting all of your effort into making one application awesome, like, great, do that. But yeah, and just as well, like, similarly, we really want to encourage, like, new collaboration. It's something I'll talk about in a moment as well. But yeah, just try and make sure that you're not, like, working with the same three people and then you're going to put in three different ideas. Like, if you have different ideas, and even if you're not connected with other people, like, that's where we can help. We can help connect you with different people. Yeah. Okay, another key change. So timelines. The applications will be open for 3 months. So they're due on the 1st of August. This is basically to give you that time to dream up the idea, decide which program is best, like, have those conversations with us if you're unsure about anything. Like, that's why we've given this kind of 3 month period, that we're going to be around for conversations, answering questions, helping you to kind of finesse your applications. Yeah, we're available. Bringing the timelines forward. So again, this is why the application is due on the 1st of August. It just means that latter half of the year, everyone's got a bit more time. So there's a bit more time on our end for the kind of admin and marketing. And then once the offers go out, there's more time on your artist's end for developing your work, may it be summer nights, annual season, or preparing for a residency. And support material. So this is another big change in our application this year. So support material is optional. So it is not a requirement of your application. Basically, the whole thing that we want to try this year is just simplifying the application. So it's not so much of a big kind of stress as applications can be. Again, I'll talk about more about support material in a moment, but support material is just there to elaborate on your idea and to help give a bigger picture of what you're trying to say. Okie dokie. All right, so selection process and eligibility. As Joel mentioned, annual season is assessed by an external panel of industry professionals. These people come from many different parts of the industry. So it's good to not assume knowledge, even if you're putting forwards a typical theatre idea, there will be someone on the panel that doesn't work in theatre. So how can you express your ideas and your concepts in language that anyone could understand? Yep, summer nights and residencies will be assessed by the internal team here at Blue Room. And also something to note is that upon assessment, your application might be recommended for a program that you may not have applied for. This is, again, going back to, like, balancing out programs for us, and may that be whether it's, like, programming and balancing out ideas or different disciplines, or people and stories. Yeah, so that's where in the application form it's important that you put an X as to places, the months that you and your team are not available, so then that we know, okay, realistically, you know, this team isn't available for summer nights, etc. Another thing is that, yes, we've got our theatre, the studio, chaos room, but we're also really open to ideas that sit outside of that. So if you have an idea and you're like, I want to do a walking tour around Northbridge, or there's this really cool venue in Frio. Is there a way that that can be some kind of connection with the Blue Room? This is something that we're also open to. So I think just like, you know, you've got these 3 months, like dream big, dream it up. And if there's anything you're unsure about, again, we'll be here to have those conversations. So yeah, if it sits outside of our typical kind of spaces, then like we're still open to hearing about it and potentially seeing what we can kind of do about that.
I'll throw in an example. Someone called me, they want to pitch a circus show for next year, and we can't rig like anything in the ceiling that would hold people's weight, and our ceiling's too low. But we know WA Circus, and they've got a tent that has rigging in, and so why not have a season there? There's Blue Room Presents out of the WA Circus tent. Like, there's no reason that can happen. So, and I already floated the idea to them, and they loved it. So even though that hasn't even been programmed yet, just as a concept, so yeah, if you've got a site-specific thing, that's not a barrier at all. If anything, it's exciting, like, for me. Yeah.
Awesome. Quickly, eligibility. So you're an independent artist, you're not an annually funded organisation, and the work hasn't been presented in WA before. This is the one that trips people up. So basically, we are a development organisation. If you're presenting a work here, it's because you are learning, you're developing, you're doing something different. Basically, what it means is that we don't take touring works that, you know, they've done a whole like Australian tour and they're like, yep, Blue Room's next. We take shows that, you know, you're coming in here because even if you have done a show previously, maybe you're making it longer or you're developing a whole set for it. You're something about the show or the idea is growing, is changing. Some questions I get asked are, okay, I put on a show at my university. I made a 10-minute work or I made a 30-minute work. I've already presented it, so I can't do it here. It has to be something new. No. You've done a 30-minute work, but if you're putting on anything here, it's going to be 45 minutes minimum. That means you're going to be in rehearsals, you're going to be developing and changing it and growing, right? And that's what we're all about here. Does anyone have any questions on that point specifically? Oh, all good, sweet. Great. Selection criteria. So this year, our three selection criteria are creativity, development, and planning. So as we can see up there, I'll just quickly read it for those that might not be able to see. The project and artist demonstrate a clear artistic vision and rationale. Applicants can express creativity in a number of ways, including originality in concept, an innovative form or style, timely and relevant themes, and/or representation of diverse voices and perspectives. Development, the project demonstrates a clear opportunity for professional development and growth in artistic practice of the artists and participants involved. Planning, the project is realistic and achievable within the time, space, budget, and resources. So, yeah, that's the things that you'll be speaking to, and I'm about to jump into exactly what those mean. Another thing is our programming consideration, which Joel kind of was touching on, but here at the Blue Room, we have got our equity and justice pledge, and we take that really seriously. We really want to be better at representing diverse stories and bringing to the stage what may historically not have been brought to the stage before. So just, yeah, it's a consideration that the panel will take into account when they're programming the season and the festival.
And it could be something to consider if you have multiple ideas, like because we are a pathway to the professional sector, the sector has an overrepresentation of certain voices, which is predominantly white old men. Half the time they've been dead for many years, we keep telling their stories. And so the sector needs to change to truly represent Australia. And so our Equity and Justice Pledge is about trying to make that happen. Let's make sure there's a diversity of voices on our stages in every role, writer, actor, production, designer, whatever. And so if you've got multiple ideas, is there an idea that hasn't been said before? Is an idea? Is there a perspective or a voice that hasn't been shared? That's a good thing to consider when you're figuring out which project to do. Because if you're like me, there's like 17 ideas, and there's just, which one should I pick? So that's just something to, knowing that that's one of our focuses, it can help you try to pick which best project, which project is most likely to be successful.
Thanks. Awesome. Let's jump into the form. So, all right. So you will see for each question, there's different word limits. And otherwise, you can also submit by video or audio if you would prefer to do that. If writing is not your thing, doesn't matter. Give us a voice memo or give us a video. If you're going to submit something like that, just make sure that you do a like check of it before you send it off so that, you know, all the files are accessible. We've got that deadline there, Thursday, 1st of August, 12 p.m. And you'll submit it to that email, apply@blueroom.org.au. Okay, so provide a short project description, 30 word maximum. This is like a short, snappy elevator pitch. What is your show? Okay, it is basically just like a quick reference for the panel when they're like looking at all the applications. They can be like, okay, that's the title. Oh, that's what the show is. Awesome. That's all it needs to be. Don't think too hard about it, honestly. Into our questions. So question one, this is selection criteria for creativity. Just note the 300 word max. If you go over 300 words, it will stop being read. It takes a lot of time for people to read and assess these applications. So really you want to get your idea clear, concise, and out in those 300 words. It's also in line with the department's like grant writing. They talk in characters, but we've just kind of rounded it up into words. So it's kind of in line with like what other places are doing. So number one, be specific. Don't leave anything as a surprise. Like, we want to know what your show is. We need a clear picture of what it's going to be. Outline the main themes and the relevance of your show. You could speak to your form or your style. Again, as I said earlier, don't make assumptions of prior knowledge. If there's something that you can't explain, if it's a very specific like technique you're using or something that's got a really like long history, then that's where your support material can come in handy. Include a director's note about, okay, I learned how to do this in my practice and that's how I'm going to be making my show. Number two is also about creativity. So when we're thinking about why do you want to make this work and why do you need to do it now, I think of like three bubbles. So the first bubble, you're thinking about yourself, your team, you know, why do you want to make this work? It can be, if it's like personal to you, tell us like why is it so important that you make this work? Why is it important for your team to collaborate together? What is the story there? Why do you need to do this? The next bubble that I like to think about is think about the community. So, okay, awesome. You've got this beautiful, yes, this is why I'm doing this, right? And then the next step, okay, that means you're going to present it to the public. Why do the public care? Okay, at the end of the day, like, we need to sell tickets to keep this venue running. And like, you think about what you're presenting and who cares about it and who's going to come and how you're going to connect with those people. So think about the context, timing, and think about, you know, the local scene. Why do they care? And then the third bubble is think about the greater landscape that the show sits within. What is its place in the world? What is going on outside of you globally? Like, your work doesn't need to be this, you know, massive political statement if that's not what your idea is. But just be intentional about why you're making what you're making at this point in time. Whether like the main reason is because like, yeah, my career, I'm young, I need to do this to like push myself forward. Or if it's like, I am like connecting so deeply with what's going on in the world, I want to like try and have a say and make a change. Like, it doesn't need to talk to everything, but you need to be honest about to yourself. Be honest to yourself. Why are you doing this? Like, yeah. Awesome. The next question, 3. This comes into development. Please note 50 words max. Very small. It doesn't even need to be 50 words. It can be really, really tiny. This is literally just so we know where you're at. If you're like, it's just an idea in my head, awesome, tell us that. If you're like, oh, me and my friends sat in the lounge room and talked about it and we're super keen. If you're like, we have been working on this show for 2 years, like we are gunning for this season, like let us know that you've done that much development. Like, just, that's all it is. Like, just tell us where you're at. Then question 4 as well is on development. Okay, so areas of growth and learning you and your team want to gain from this opportunity. Sometimes if you have written multiple applications, there might be something like this before, and maybe it can feel a little bit like rinse and repeat, but just like really think about it and genuinely answer in relation to the project. I think like we're not looking for people to like tick a box. Like, we want to know who you are and why you're doing this and what you want to, where do you want to be after you've presented this show? You know, like, what will this show do for you and your team? So yeah, I just like, with all of the questions, just answer honestly. Like, don't try and be like, they might want to hear this. Like, it's, that is when things go, well, that you can tell when something's not genuine, you know? So yeah. So I'll just keep moving forwards. Then final criteria is planning. So you can list your team on there. These questions aren't designed to trip you up. It's just so we can see where you're at. And even if, again, you don't have your whole team confirmed, there's space on the application to write that, and so that, you know that we can help connect you with people. Or if you're like, it would be really awesome to collaborate with different people, let us know. Awesome. We go into the programming consideration, which like we were touching on briefly before, the equity and justice plan. I've just included a little brief part of what's actually in our pledge up here. So basically just saying that by 2025, we'll have artists and arts workers from underrepresented groups feel their work and perspective are important and valued, understanding the process, gaining professional development, having access to the space and resources, achieving artistic ambitions. Yeah, there's quite a few things on there, and it is linked inside the form. And I do encourage you to just like go and have a scroll through and just know that that's, you know, where we're kind of working from. And you know, if you kind of are looking at the people that you know and you're like, okay, like we all look the same and we've all had the same experience, like we encourage you to try and expand past those circles. And again, coming back, we can help you do that as well. But that it is something that the panel will be considering, and it's just something good for you to think about in your career and in your life. So yeah, just know that, yeah, it is like a serious like consideration. Quickly,
yeah. So I work for NWA. I was a programmer in Victoria, from Melbourne, and so my job is to go around and scout shows and see them and then buy them and bring them to our theatre. And so the equity and justice around like the focus of representation is massive overreach. Like they're more aware than WA that the state is needed to reflect society. And so if your goal is to build a career in the arts, then telling stories that are missing that's what programmers from art centres and venues and festivals, that's what they're looking for. And so this stuff is helpful to get into our season, but it's also helpful what's next. Like where's the show gonna go from there? And so that's something that we look to help with more in the future, is what happens after your blue room season. If that's your goal, You don't have to, that doesn't have to be your goal. If you just want to make one show because you've never made a show and it's just going to be fun, that's also okay.
Yeah, totally. Cool. Yeah, so just a couple other things. Financial transparency. There's a couple docs in the form. Please have a read through them. Obviously, times are tough and it's hard to put on art. We give as much support as we can. And hopefully next year there'll be more, but we'll see. But yeah, just like if you're applying for something, just like be aware and, you know, we can have some one-on-one conversations about that if that's helpful as well. Yeah, dates, as I mentioned before, just try and, yeah, put in if you're not available because applications are being considered across different opportunities. Okay, support material, circling back to this. Again, it's not a requirement of your application, but you can submit a maximum of 3 pieces of support material. Again, visual, so like video and images, this does speak loudly because obviously like art can be very hard to talk about sometimes. So if you do have drawings or video of a past development or video of a past work, then it's helpful. So it's just something to consider, like don't forget that part. Yeah, if you can't say it, show it. So I've just left up on the screen just a few options of what you can include. Again, really like think about what is important to get your idea across. So you don't have to include any of this if you're like, actually, I'm not there yet. And that's okay, because we might be like, cool, like, but this is an idea that would be great for a residency. Or like, okay, yep, get on like summer nights and have more of a testing ground. Like, so really consider like what would be helpful for the panel to understand what your idea is. Yeah, and then just how to submit it. So just keep everything of one thing together, if that makes sense. So if all of your team are like, here are our bios, great, put all your bios in one Word doc and attach it. Yeah, it's just so everything is easier on our end of things. I'll keep moving and then we'll jump to questions. And just a reminder, submit by the due date. It is at 12 p.m. on Thursday. Obviously, if you have any technical issues, you can call us or email us. I love it when people apply on time. And I can be kind if it's late, but let's all do it on time.
It's not school, but it's like school.
It's just helpful because, like, you know, we've got tight turnarounds on our end to get things to the panel. So, yeah, it's just helpful. But, yeah, all of that information is there. And something new down the very bottom is we've got a survey. It has got, like, 4 questions, maybe 5. No, I think 4. It will take you, like, no time at all, but it will just really help on our end so that we know who our surveys are reaching. Who our applications are reaching. It won't affect your application at all. It's completely anonymous. It just helps us and helps us send out information to our funding bodies so that we can hopefully get some more money. I'm going to quickly keep going, then we'll jump into questions. Application support. So, yeah, every Thursday morning, our bar is open. I've just put 10 till 12 just because it's a nice 2-hour morning time for getting some work done. I'll be up there. It's basically just like, come and join if you're like, I just need a space. I am too distracted at home. Like, come, hopefully we'll have lots of people there and we can all just like do our work together. You can ask any questions or bounce ideas, anything at all. And then one-on-one meetings. So myself and Joel, we're going to be available anytime. Just like shoot us an email and yeah, we can just chat more deeply and more personally about your idea and your questions. Yeah.
And if you have a full-time job and you can't meet when we're at work, I'm happy to meet outside of work.
Yeah. We can do calls or Zoom or anything.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I live in Frio, if that helps.
Yeah, so I know that that's like a lot of information sent at you very quickly, but is there any questions that you have? So anything on Sophie? I see a hand.
I have two, thank you very much. Long time listener, first time caller. forgive me, I'm going to have a question about the applications, but is there a world in where you can apply for a CT show and a residency? So you're like, ooh, I want to do a residency this show as part of the development and for the end of the season. Or is that like double degree?
That is such an awesome question.
I think that's fine.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just have to make sure the residency was in the lead up. That would be us logistically being like, all right, let's put the show to the back end of the year, the residency at the front end of the year.
Yeah. And I think, I guess that it would, like, it would just come into consideration against, like, who else is applying for residencies and, how much. Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah.
For us, it's, like, our first year doing, like, structured kind of residencies. So, we're kind of gonna see how it works. So yeah, I think, and just maybe make a note of that in the application. Just be like, ideally, this is what we mean.
Yeah, I guess you justify it as well, right? Like, you don't want to just
say
that. My other question is, will the Blue Room consider theatre for young audiences? This application around considering obviously there's like staff and there's a whole bunch of logistics that come with potentially doing theatre for younger audiences.
Mm-hmm. So theatre for younger audiences, like kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like primary school age audiences.
Yeah, yeah. I think, yes, I think just have a really strong plan as to how you're reaching them, because our audiences typically aren't young people, and it is, like, pretty hard to get kids into our venue, you know, like we're a bar, etc. So just like, if you, maybe that's something that you would attach in your support material, okay, this is our plan as to how we're going to do that and why, like, it's important.
The marketing plan would be the biggest thing, because I've worked on school programs in other theaters and there's usually a whole team, a whole database, and it's like, but we don't have any of that. We have no pre-established relationships with any schools. We'd be trying to engage from zero.
Yeah. We have like high schools that come through and see shows, and we've got like a list of contacts. But again, yeah, it's just like.
And we don't have a formal partnership with Awesome anymore. That doesn't mean that won't, like, the right show won't prompt that again. Like, that doesn't.
Yeah,
that's
programming during school holidays or even like summer holidays or something like that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Cool.
Awesome, thanks. Any other questions?
I have two questions. The first is with mentoring. Can the mentoring aspect of it, does it need to be around creative, like working with an artist, but can it also be mentoring around producing or marketing, and also like the culturally specific framework?
Absolutely. Yeah. The mentorship fund is there for any aspect whatsoever. So exactly as you're saying, yeah, producing, marketing, cultural awareness, anything. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks. And with the residencies, does it also need to be going toward a show? Or could it be toward a process or starting up a lecture or something like that?
Yeah, can be anything. Yeah. Any questions from Zoom? No? Any other questions in the room right now?
And that open invite to come and work from the bar, that's actually all the time. Might choose at a Friday 10 to 5, but we'll just be there on that Thursday morning to talk to you. But you can work from here
anytime.
Whenever we're open, you can be here.
Got free Wi-Fi and kitchen, toilets,
aircon.
Obviously, aircon. You can, you know, use our printer and photocopier.
I make a coffee pot every day. I've got French press if you want some coffee. Like, there's always some left over, so it's there.
Any questions on like support material at all? I know sometimes that can be like one that trips people up a bit.
It was three
right?
Yeah,
three pieces.
And each one, I'll just quickly go back. Each one has like a different length. Yeah, so just like stick to those. If you submit more, then whatever the more is, it will not be able to be regarded, basically.
And
so,
images,
yeah.
Drawings, if you're at idea phase, if you just have like a mood board, like this is what the feel, that's okay as well.
Yeah.
So we can get the feel, because we know nothing about your idea.
Yeah.
So like, you know,
yeah.
Whole pitch. Like.
Yeah. I think just like really, like even once you've written your application, try and talk to someone who is not in the arts and read it to them. Explain your idea to them. Do they understand what you're saying? Or are they left being like, that was a whole lot of words that don't mean anything? Yeah, yeah.
With film, if like you're pitching a dance work and it's like a narrative dance work, I'm just thinking whether a, like the dance libretto or the score, if that's more than one page or it's more than a synopsis, it's more like a script. Can that be within like the max 10 page script draft, or would that be
yeah.
considered a one page synopsis?
I think, I think, I guess it depends, like, if it feels like it's a script to you, then just maybe make a note of that, and I feel like then it would probably be fine. As long as it's kind of clear to the panel, what it is and why you've attached it,
Yeah. In the development phase of like, it's more like these things will happen at this time.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, it feels like more of a synopsis
yeah.
than maybe, yeah. I think also like something with support material is like, don't think that like more is always better. It's sometimes better to just have like really specific amount, and then the panel can just understand your idea clearer. I think sometimes people give in like heaps and heaps of stuff, and it actually like takes away from what the application actually is. Yeah. Anything, any other questions? Everyone on Zoom feeling good? Feeling good. Cool. All right. Well, 5:58. Again, Joel and I, we're going to be hanging around for a bit now. So if you've got anything you want to chat about, do that. Otherwise, flick us an email. Best one to send it through is just apply@blueroom.org.au. That goes to both of us, and then one of us will be able to get back to you.
And thank you. We need you to exist. We need people who need to make, like who just have to make. So thank
yeah.
you for being made.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone. Thanks for coming
sorry,
in. Don't be sorry. Thanks, everyone on Zoom.
Oh, like, no, we're hanging out. Here we go. Do you need an actor? Do you need an actor? That's a follow director.
Yeah, feel free to stick around for the state, 6:30. If you're a member, you get member discounts, tickets, and free cocktail if you want it.